It's a Parshas Emor, which relating the Shabbos contains the mitzvah Sirus HaOmer, and I think for many, many years we've spoken about the mitzvah Sirus HaOmer as the Thursday night shiur for this particular parasha. As we see in the first source, one of the two places in the Torah where the mitzvah Sirus HaOmer is mentioned is here in Parshas Emor. The pasuk says, the first source, Parakof Gimel Pasuk Tesov, "Usartem lachem imochas haShabbos miyom aviyachem es omer atnufa sheva Shabbos asunos tiyan." You should begin counting from the day after Shabbos. There means not Shabbos, but the first day of Yom Tov of Pesach. So in other words, from the second day of Yom Tov, miyom aviyachem es omer atnufa. That's the day when you bring the omer offering. The omer offering was a special carbon brought on the second day of Pesach. It was from the new season's crop of barley. An omer is an amount. It's a measurement. It was an omer's worth of barley. So the carbon is known as the carbon omer. Sheva Shabbos HaTzmius, then you count 7 full weeks. Pasuk Tazayim, Ad Mimochas HaShabbos HaShviyis Tisbru Hamishim Yom. Until the end of the 7th week, you count 50 days, or up to 50 days. You craft a Mincha Chadosh HaShem. Then you bring a new carbon. That's called the Yishtayalechem, that's on Shavuos. What interests us is the first Pasuk here, Sfaratem Lachem. You have to count 7 full weeks, or as it really specifies here in the second Pasuk, Tisbru Hamishim Yom, up until the 50th day. That's here in Parshas Emor. In Parshas Re'eh, the other place in the Torah where this mitzvah is mentioned, source number 2, Dvarim, Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Tes, Shiva Shavuos Tisparach, you have to count 7 weeks. Mehachel Chermesh Bakamo, you begin to cut the chermesh, knife, the type of cutting, not a knife, but it's a sickle, you know, you cut the plants with. In other words, it's from the new season's crop. And it's Pesach in the springtime. Chodesh Aviv, right? So that's when the new crops are growing. So you cut from the new crops. Tochel Lispor, in Eretz Yisrael, maybe not here. Tochel Lispor, Shiva Shavuos. You begin to count 7 weeks. And then at the end, in Pesach, Shavasisa Chag Shavuos, Hashem Lekach, etc., you make the Yom Tov of Shavuos. So if you look carefully, in the first source, in our parasha, Parsha Semor, it says that the mitzvah Tisperu Chamishim Yom, the word Tisperu goes with Chamishim Yom, 50 days. So we don't count 50 days, we count 49. We'll get back to that maybe, but up until the 50th day, not including. And the second pasuk doesn't mention how many days, it says Shira Shavuos. Right, the pasuk in Parashas Re'eh, Paragdor, and Parag Tazayin, pasuk Tes. So says the Gemara Chagiga in the third source, Daf Yud Zayin and Beis, Omar Abaye, Mitzah Lemimni Yomei, is a mitzah to count the days, Dechsiv Tisbu Chamishim Yom, and Tisbu Chamishim Yom, right? Or Mitzah Lemimni Shuri, Dechsiv Shiva Shavuos, Tisbalach. There are two parts to this mitzah. There's a mitzah to count the days, and there's also a mitzah to count the weeks, because you have two different psukim.
Be spread out in two different parts, so there's not one after the other.
That's an interesting question, but as I state, that's how it appears in the Torah. May come back to a nuance of that later. So let's talk about that, because I entitled the Shira, Sirus HaOmer and Zecher HaMikdash. It sounds like this is a mitzvah sasemi d'oraisa, which has two parts, counting the days and counting the weeks. However, let's see. So the Gemara says in Menachas, that's the beginning, right? So the Gemara says in Menachas, and Daf Samech Vav Meral of Source 4, Gufo Amar Abaye, the same Abaye that we quoted from Chagigi Zaner Beis, Gufo Amar Abaye, Mitzvah in the Yom and Mitzvah in the Yishu. Right, there's a mitzvah to count the days and a mitzvah to count the weeks. Likewise, Rabbanan de Beravashi, Mana Yom Manashua. Same thing about Rabbanan, Talmidim, and Yeshiva Ravashi, also count the days and count the weeks. Ameimar, however, the Gemara says, Ameimar is right before the Mishnah, Menachas Samech Vav Amud Aleph. Ameimar, Mana Yom Velo Manashua. Ameimar only count the days, didn't mention the weeks. That was his practice. Why? Omar, he said, Zecher LeMikdashu. This entire mitzvah is nothing more than a Zecher. I don't say nothing more. Zecher LeMikdash is important, but it's in the category of a Zecher LeMikdash, and therefore you don't have to count both the days and the weeks. It's sufficient to count only the days. So we don't have to understand what's he talking about, why should he say that, and what does it mean that it's a Zecher LeMikdash, and so on. Well, Rashi explains, in the fifth source, Rashi there in Menachos Tam Vav Aleph, Dir Masel Ameimar, Ameimar Mani Yom Mano Shua Amar, why? He says, Hai Minyona Da Hashta Lav Chovahu. This counting, Hashta means nowadays, is no longer obligatory. It's no longer Mitzvah Midaraisa. That's what seems Rashi seems to be saying. It's no longer an obligation. Why? The Haleka Omer, there's no Korban Omer. We look at the Pasuk here in Parsha, in our Parsha, Parakov Gimel of Eikar, Pasuk Tes Vav, in the first source. It says, Ushartim Achamar HaShabbos, starting when, Miyom HaViyachemes Omer Hatnufa, starting from the day when you bring the Korban Omer. That's the second day of Pesach, 16th of Nisan. Starting from the day you bring, the Torah seems to create a linkage between the bringing of the Korban Omer and the Mitzvah Sirus Omer. So today there is no Korban Omer, there's no Beis HaMikdash.
Not
doesn't rise, yeah.
Doesn't rise.
If it doesn't rise, you don't mix it with water. But anyway, the point is brought on the second day of Pesach. That's the barley. It's a mincha offering. That's, by the way, why the sugyas of any offering that's not from an animal or birds, if it's from flour, it's called a mincha offering, right? Mincha is from flour, a grain. So that's why the
grain,
yeah. So, but the point is that nashuah is shtei lechem, some wheat, which is a more substantial type of offering. But in any event, the dinim of Siris Homer found that a lot of them in Maseches Menachos, because it's, the korban omer is a mincha offering. So the Gemara is talking about the mincha offerings that got into the Siris Homer too. So the Rashi explains the high minyan of the hasta lav chovu, the haleka omer. There's no korban omer. So Meir makes a good point. He said, listen, the Torah seems to create a connection between the bringing of the Korban Omer and the Mitzvah Siris Omer, and therefore, now that we have no Korban Omer, there's no Mitzvah either. Rather, Ela Zeichel HaMikdash Ba'amahu. It's a Zeichel HaMikdash. A nice thing, remember, it used to be done in days of yore, you know, like they say. So the days of the Beis HaMikdash used to do this Mitzvah. We don't have to do anymore other than as a Zeichel HaMikdash. Hilchach B'yomei Sag. It's enough to count the days. You don't have to be, take the trouble to...
Okay? Why are we making a bracha?
We'll see. Well, we make a bracha on the Rabbanans, but we'll see. It's a good kasha. We don't usually make a bracha on a Zeichel HaMikdash. That's an interesting kasha which we may not get to tonight. We'll see. But anyway, that's the sheet of Rashi explaining the position of Ameimar, that it's no longer a mitzvah midaraisa anymore. It's a Zeichel HaMikdash. And Tosus points out there, Menachos HaMavon and Aleph, Tosus Zeichel HaMikdash, who Tosus points out a very practical nafkamina, a very practical point which many rely on to this day. Says Tosus in sixth source, the Besafik Hashecha Yochel Levarach, the Ain Sarch Lahantin Achayehe Vadai Laila. Many shuls daven mincha and meir. Many shuls daven mincha and meir. They daven mincha right before Shkia, right? The 10 minutes before Shkia is mincha. Then they finish mincha. The rabbi speaks a minute or two, and they daven meir. But anyway, they don't wait to say something. They daven in a time called Safek Hashecha, the twilight or dusk. That's the time in between Shkia. So says Tosus, since it's only the Abba anyway, and you know, there's a question, is that Lila or not, right? It's after sunset, but it's before nightfall. So it's a suffix, it says Tosis, it's a suffix in Rabbanan. So therefore, we can be makel, and we can already count it as night as far as the Mitzvah Siris Olam is concerned. So that's exactly, look at Tosis, read the words inside. Near the suffix, Hashaykh, Yochel Abarach, you can count, make a broch and count. The Ain Sarach Lahamtil Hashaykh, Vada Lila, you have to wait till nightfall. Kevin Shu Sekhid Abarach, it's only Sekhid Abarach to begin with, this time slot may well be night. So when it comes to Shabbos, we don't end Shabbos at sunset, we wait till it's actually dark, 3 stars, whatever, we wait till it's actually dark out. Dreisa. But I didn't have Bana, there's room to make them since many shuls, they dive around this town, it's hard to get people to come back, they'll forget to count later, whatever else. So then, I think many shuls do it, right? They're based on this Tosis. So that's the position of Tosis. It's all now we know, so it's all based on this sheet of Amemar, that today the Mitzvah Siris HaOmer is in the category of Zeichel HaMikdash, the Din Rabbanan, and many Rishonim agree with Tosis on this issue. I quoted the Rosh in Psachim, verse 7, the Rosh is the end of Psachim. There's no rush on Maseches Menachos. The rush didn't write, like the rift didn't write on the non-halacha l'maisa mesichtas, because you know most of Menachos talks about kodshim. Except there are parts of Menachos that talk about things like tzitzis and the rush has halachas, but the serious Omer halachas he puts in the end of Pesachim because it relates to Pesach. So anyway, the rush is in Pesachim, Perek Yud Simen Mem, source 7. So first he deals with a little kashi. He says Yesh Makshan. I'll say outside. Say a few minutes. Why does it say Chamishim Yom? Well, we count 49, or more correctly, why do we count 49 when it says Tisbur Chamishim Yom? Right, that's the guy. Yesh Makshan came in the Kor Kama Tisbur Chamishim. Lama Ein Anamora Ela Teisha Barbon Yom. Right, he says there are all kinds of tirutz. It means up until, not including, you know, the whole business, right? I below the cloud, like a teacher tells the students that read until page 26. So a kid's going to say, until page 25, I'm only read through 25. I'll read an extra page. Why read an extra page? See, you're going to make it clear. All right, so they give different periods, but he says, I don't have to say all of this. He points out that sometimes the Torah rounds off. Okay. Well, exactly. He says we have 4. It says in the Torah, Arboim Yaken, Arboim Makas, 40 Arboim Yakenu.
Why
do
you call
Lamed? We only do Lamed. Rounds it off. Or it says, he says, when they B'shivim Nefesh Yardo Seven Mitzrayim, right? The Jews came out of 70. He counted only 69.
Yes,
so all kind of Tirutzim. The Chevel was born. But the Rosh Hashanah rounded it up. See, they rounded up too. Fine. That's not the major issue. But the Rosh. But at the very end, he quotes the Gemara, and he says also last line and a half there. It says, Upirish Re the nearest. He quotes the Re. We in the Tosfos didn't say who said it. He quotes Ibn Yitzchak the Re. The near the Sofek Hashecha Yochel Baruch Veino Tzorach LaHamdim Hashir Ba. The Lala came in by the Sheker Rabbanan. Mamashak Tosfos. So the Rosh agrees also. The Baal Amor also agrees. The Baal Amor is also in the end of Pesachim, source 8. It's Rav Chav Ches Amar Aleph in the page of the Rif Chav Ches Amar Aleph. He has an interesting kasha. It says, Uvesiris HaOmer Yei Sheshol and Matam Einanu Omrim Bo Zman. How come we begin Siris HaOmer? Zman is the rabbinic nickname for the Baruch of Shechianu. We call it Shechiyano. Shechiyano, Bikimon, Bikimon, Allah, Zman Hazeh. So the nickname in the Gemara, the Chazal's lingo, is Zman, means the Brach of Shechiyano. So Balamoy is a good kasha. Why the first night of Sukkot? You say Shechiyano. After all, any time you haven't done a mitzvah in a long while, we make a Shechiyano. And the first night of Hanukkah, and the first time and we blow Shofar, and then the first time we take the Lulav, and we always make Shechiyano. How come the first night of Sukkot? You say Shechiyano too? Why not? That's a Rosh Balamoy's kasha. So he says, call us Shodov. He has a few other kashas too, but for our purposes, we'll call us on Dover. Ain lanu lahachmir b'siras haomer she'eno ela lezecher ba'alma. We don't have to be so. That's a good. The other drabbanans, but he says right. We'll see. And he says that's he quotes the Gemara Menachos. Ameimar said it to zecher lemikdash. Huh? Yeah, right. Okay. So that's not enough for the drabbanan, but he says it's a zecher. It's even weaker. It's just a zecher lemikdash. And even though he says. But wait a second. Amemar had a, he didn't just say it to Zechel Niklash, he said, we only count the days, not the weeks. Well, we don't do that. We count the days and the weeks. So the Balamor is a little bothered. Wait a minute. If we're saying like Amemar that it's a Zechel Niklash, so then it should have been, we should have followed Amemar all the way instead of just the days. We don't do that. So he said, don't get excited. He says, that's just a minig. It's not such a big deal to say both. We'll come back to Amemar Shita shortly. But the Balamor says it's just a minig. We don't really have to. It's all a Zechel. That's his point. But Shechiyano, we don't have to. And he says further, he said, not only that, but when do we say Shechiyano? He points out. We say Shechiyano. He said, "Va'ol shalom atzino brikas man al b'davar sheish for shum hanah kigal netilas suluf shubal esimcha." The Shechiyano goes with something we're thrilled about. We're happy to do this mitzvah, like netilas suluf utkiyah shofar uzikaron ben Yisrael avim shavah. We're talking about mitzvahs now, but utkiyah shofar uzikaron ben Yisrael avim shavah shamayim. Right? The shofar connects our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Umikra Megillah dechos rachmona alano parkina. Umikra Megillah vechos baruch saved us from hamano. And even if Pidyon HaBen, we're excited to say Shechiyano because the child now is 30 days. It means he's not a Mefil anymore. But he says, well, I look the last line. Ul Siris HaOmer, Ein Bo Lezecha Shum Hanoah, El Agmas Nafshenu L'Churban Beis Mavayenu. We recall, we say Siris HaOmer, oi, we're counting, so we use the word Omer. Nebuch, we don't have the Korban. It's almost like depressing. You know, you're going to say Siris HaOmer, we realize, I wish we had the Beis HaMikdash. So in other words, we're not so, not that we're not happy to perform a mitzvah, but we take note when we do this mitzvah, we immediately know the absence of the mikdash. We say, I'll see us home. So it's a little bit said, agmas nafshenu lechorban beis malayenu. That's the lashon there of the Balamor. So that's why we don't say Shechiyano. So says the Balamor, but it comes out, obviously the Balamor agrees, like Tosus and the Rosh, that it's all a zechel mikdash. As a side point, I printed here in the next source 9, Tosus and Megillah, Daf Chaf on the days, this will explain a minig that we all have, and that is, David said it before. Tosus quotes Megillah Chav Beit Zilasa Kalalila. The Achar Shabir Chalasir. After we make the brachah and count Sira Omer, Yehi Ratzon Shiva. We say we don't say Yehi Ratzon Yehi Harachaman. Same idea, right? We say this little tefillah. Harachaman who is Yachzulam Asavolus Beis Hamikdash Shemka. A beautiful tefillah. Very nice.
I would say I have run into a lane.
Okay, but I'm saying Tosus has to say it's printed in all the Siddurim. Now it's a nice little tefillah. But why in the world do we say it now? I mean, if you could say it after, after you put on tone. I don't know, why suddenly here, after the mitzvah Siris HaOmer, we say this little Hirotz of Bidiyuk, because Siris HaOmer is a mitzvah that reminds us of Beis HaMikdash. So right away, we daven and we say a tefillah. After all, it says, Masha'ein came to Kishol for Velulah. We don't say it. It's a beautiful tefillah, a little one-liner. Hirotz or Hirachem or Yachz. Why don't we say it after Blow Shofar? Why don't we say it after Tefillah's Lulav? Right, we don't. So, why suddenly here? So he says that this is, it reminds us, he's bothered by a different problem, Tosus, and I'm not really going to mention it now, but because Shofar doesn't seem to fit here, because Shofar is the rice, the little Kol Shiva is also the Rabbana. Maybe I'll get back to that, but the point that I'm trying to bring out is we say this little tefillah, Dafka by Siris HaOmer, like the Balamor said, because this mitzvah reminds us of the fact that we know our heaven base, and it's exactly. Matter of fact, some people, I know I do it like that, when they count the Sirah out loud, the Rabbi of the Chazan, the tune, and not everyone does this, but I'm not going to do it. Like, I make this up, I don't know where I saw it. But the tune that we use is a little bit minor, not Eicha, but minor. Baruch Atah Shekishan Alaser Omer Ayod Omer or Bomer, whatever you say, right? It's a little bit, it's not a jolly tune, it's a little bit of a okay, I don't know, but even without that, you may want to make some people do it a jolly tune, fine, it doesn't matter, but I'm just saying that's the Baal HaMor. Interesting, maybe.
But I don't think I ever thought of connecting
to right? But the Pashtus is, the Pashtus connects it, the Pashtus is the Pashtus here and Pashtus somewhere. That's interesting, the Sefer HaChinuch is the next source, number 10, Mitzvah Shin Vav, so it's Mitzvah Sirus HaOmer, here in our second Pashtus. And the Lisport teaches Abraham Yom and so on. We count 49 days, etc. Starting on the 16th of Nisan, etc., etc. We count the days, we count the weeks, and Sefer HaChinuch spells out the whole thing. And look what it says at the end of the whole thing. I only quoted part of it, but the end. B'noheges mitzvah siris omer midoraisa b'chol makom b'zchorim b'zman habayis sheyesham omer. Says the Chinuch, it's a doraisa as long as what? There's a Beis HaMikdash and there's a Karban Omer. Umidrabanan b'chol makom. Umidrabanan, it's for everywhere, forever. Okay? V'afilu hayom she'ein omer karabavon osainis. We don't have the, so the Chinuch, according to this presentation, agrees, like Rashi, like Tosis, like the Baal HaMor, like the Rosh, right? We'll get in a second. They all seem to say it's Rabbanan. What's interesting is, I just want to mention, there's a little bit of a confusion in the exact nusach of the Chinuch. What I printed here, what it has in the computer, is one version. But there are versions of the text of the Chinuch that say a little bit different. No, forget that. Of this line, look at the Lavan. Heges mitzvah siris omer daraisa. Some people have a period without the next part. B'chol mokum b'zman habayis and midrabanan everywhere else. I mean, there's a big difference. Now, Minchas Chinuch here in Mitzvah Shin Vav in Os Hay in the new edition, it says Umasha Kosar Rav Machaber Sofa Mitzvah etc. And now we he says Kitzer Kitzer Los Nishkam. So language is a little mixed up, but he says openly does in Minchas Chinuch the nearer the Sover Kedasa Rishon on the Sover Mesiras b'zman hazeh midrabanan. The Minchas Chinuch confirms that the Sefer Chinuch agrees with the Rishonim we just presented that holds on to Mr. Drabbanan. He finds it a little bit difficult.
I don't know.
No, because they're different. I'm telling you, it's not mixed when we see it, but there are other versions of the text of the Sefer Chinuch here that leave out that middle part. It just says, all they have on those last two lines is, you know, Heges, Mitzvah, Sirs, Omri, Doraisa, Bechol, Makom, period. Bishar, period, without the modification. If that's as long as the basic interest, now it's on the Rabbanan. So the Mechassinuch says this is the correct version. The only thing the Mechassinuch notes is they're following Rov Rishonim, but he says it's a little bit difficult. They come up from Tzorchim Tzas, Shanos, not Tamidas HaRambam. As we'll see shortly, the Rambam holds the other way. The Rambam holds it still Doraisa. And the Mechassinuch points out that usually the author of the Sefer HaChinuch, we are not exactly sure who wrote the Sefer HaChinuch, certainly Rishon, usually follows the Rambam. The Minchas Chinuch finds that the notes a little strange here that the Minchas Chinuch follows. That the Sefer HaChinuch follows the other Rishonim in holding his Holy Darbanan. Okay, it's not the only time, but he says Tzorchi in Tzash. I just want to point out though that in source number 12, the Mishnah Berurah, in the Bir Halacha in Aruch Chaim Sfirin Tov Pei Pes Sifalos, the
Das Rambam.
Yes, he quotes the Das of the Rambam, which we'll see inside, and he says that's also the HaChinuch. He thinks the other gears is correct, or maybe he only had the other gears, I don't know. But I'm just telling you the question of gears, so the Mishnah Berurah clearly lumps the Sefer HaChinuch with the Rambam, and holds the Raisa. So it's a little bit of a machlokas between Mishnah Berurah and Mishnah Berurah, what did the Sefer HaChinuch really mean? I don't know. Okay, the two different texts. The Sefer HaChinuch, the author of the Sefer HaChinuch, assuming it's, I don't know, we don't know exactly what it is. We don't know what it is. Okay, but he often followed the Rambam.
This is much earlier.
Michel is earlier than Mishnah Berurah, yeah. When I say he learned differently. And he puts on the second line of the Mishnah Berurah that I have here, Achein be'emes HaRambam gam kein lav yechidohu. He says the Rambam is not a das yachid. When he says that it's Doraisa, that it's Doraisa.
Is it Doraisa?
Yeah, we'll get to it in a second.
Everyone had so far
held the Drabanan. But the Mishnah Berurah informs us, and the Mishnah Berurah, while he says that the Chinuch holds that it's Doraisa, he says the Rambam, not only is the Chinuch like the Rambam, but he begins to list various other people. He says, Kain Das of Anishaya, Kain of Abishiva Oleket, and the Rav Yo, and others, which I'm going to show you right here. Okay? So I printed them for you. So first, let's see the Rambam. Well, let's see the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tmidin Umusafin. That's what comes up again, the Lord with the Karban Mincha. The Rambam is Hilchos Tmidin Umusafin, Perek Zion, Halacha Chof Beis. Mitzvahs I say, Lizport Sheva Shabbos of Minos, Beyom Avas Omish and Emar, and our Pasuk can hear Emor, Usark and Lachem Achazar Sheva Shabbos, etc. Umitlis and Osham, Imashus, you count both, etc. Shemar Tishbu Chamish Miom. Two Alachas later, Alacha Chav Dalet says the Rambam, source 13. Mitzuzu Al Kol Ish Mi Yisrael, Vachol Machum Cholzman. That's all. Doesn't say only when it's a mikdash. Doesn't say nothing like that. Okay, the Rambam says the mitzvah all the time, meaning that the Rambam clearly holds that the mitzvah midaraisa today, the same way it was in the days of Beis Hamikdash, nothing ever changed. So the Chinuch might hold that way. The Rambam does hold that way.
We don't bring the Omer.
Even though we'll get to the Sfarad second. Yes, even though we don't bring the Omer, that the Rambam agrees, we don't bring the Omer. But he says he doesn't make it dependent on one or the other. He says independent. Okay, he said, look at it. So he says, mitzvah is all kosher, it's a mitzvah wherever you are, period, end of report. And now, based on the Shibur, we can see other people who held that way too. So look at 14, that's the Shibole Aleket, and Simon Reish Lamed Dalet towards the end. He writes, Vacharkach Omer Yirotzon, and so on. And he asks, Yesh Temein, Bechimayin, and Avodah Space Amitzvah, Azkir, Mesiris Omer. Okay? He says, why do we say that little tefillah, Dafkebe after Sirius Omer, that we mentioned before, and he says, Vahalo Sirius Omer ain't totally Binyan Abayas. Sirius Omer doesn't depend on a basic mikdash. He's like the Ramah. Sirius Omer doesn't depend on Binyan Abayas. It applies everywhere. Okay? So he says, nonetheless, there is still some connection because we call it Omer, and the Omer was in the new harvest and so on, but clearly from the Shibbol Alekhet's presentation, he is agreeing with the Rambam that the mitzvah of Sirius Omer is not connected to the mitzvah of to the carbon omer. It's connected, but it's not, I should say a little different. It's connected, but not dependent, exactly.
But
one is not
talking.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. That's what he's saying, exactly.
You're using the same okay. You, it some doesn't fit.
It fits because it's connected, but it's not dependent.
You have to dive in okay. Independent, basically.
Because let's remember, Chodosh still applies and everything else. There are other things that relate to it. So that's the position.
The Raisa, the Rabbanan, how would that
well, one Nafkamin we said, can you count early before it gets dark?
Okay.
It would appear that the Rambam would hold. He doesn't talk about it, but he would have to wait till Vaday dark. Yeah, that's what the Rambam would say, for sure. Okay, other Rishonim who weigh in that direction, the Or Zeruah, I'm source number 15. The Orzu is Chelik Aleph. It's in Hilchos Orla Chodesh Rishui. Simon Shin Choftez, and he quotes in the Rav Yo. Mikan Diktek Mori Rabbi Avi Ezri. The Rav Yo. Rabbi Lezer Yo. The lady wrote a sefer called it Avi Ezri. So he refers to as Mori Rabbeinu Avi Ezri. So he quotes in the Rav Yo. An interesting question. What if a person made a mistake? He started to think he thought it was the fifth night. And it was really the fourth night. So as he started to say the Brocha Asher he had in mind the whole time, he's going to count the fifth. And then suddenly realized, I'm sorry, he said the other way. It's the Pasach Uberach Adai Tedarbo. Shall I wait?
Okay. No, you go. I don't want to have to go. Talk to yourself.
Yeah,
you've got to cut that out of the thing.
Yeah,
what is
so, So he says, Potsach Uberach Adai Tedarbo, B'siyem B'chamisha Yomen. They had in mind when he started to count, let's quiet down to Davin. At the beginning when he counted, he thought it was the fourth night, and then he realized in the middle, oh, it's the fifth, or he heard someone else say it, he saw it and said it, whatever it is, he corrected himself. Is that good enough or not? So that's an interesting question. He made it, or the other way around, he thought it was the fifth account, or the fourth, whatever, he made a mistake, but he ended up finishing it right. Do we go by when you started, or do we go by when you finished? That's the question. Bosa psicha azlinan, he bosa chasim azlinan. So he writes, azlinan ba lechumra, v'chashina dilma posa psicha azlinan. We better be machmer. We're dealing, says the Ozeru, the dindaraisa, and therefore, in case everything depends on when you start, we don't want to play games with the dindaraisa. In other words, maybe bosa...
Let me know in the morning.
So anyway, so that the question is, the guy made a mistake. So do we go by what he thought at the beginning, or do we go by what he said at the end? Do we go by what his original thinking was, or what he corrected himself?
So he should repeat the report.
So that's the question. Does he have to count again? This is
the
make a new bracha and count again, or do we say everything's okay?
So
he says you have to be machmir. And he compares
it. Wait a minute, that's if it's a deraisa?
Yeah. Because if it's a raisa, that's another nafkamina. If it's a raisa, you can't take any chances. Maybe you had the wrong thought in mind. That's enough to disqualify the whole count. You better do the whole thing again. That's what he says. Look, he says the end of the
Yeah, but right.
But he says, look at the very end. Hachanami sfira de araisa he.
Yeah, but count without a bracha.
So that's a good question. But he said the bracha in effect was almost like a bracha vatala. It was on the wrong thing.
Bracha vatala.
You were going to eat something.
I'll count without a bracha.
I hear, but that's all he says. He says he's based on a Gemara in Brachas. He says it's not a Bracha. He's right before. He says Ein Bo Mishum Bracha Levatola. He says since this and this is Daraisa, so you say it again because and there's no Bracha Levatola. So Hachanam is Sfira Daraisa. He Hilcha Chos and Varachu Sofer. You're asking a good point, but it's not tonight's topic. Okay. My point I want to bring up in the Arzurua is he clearly says Sfira Daraisa. So he's also like the Rambam. So now we have the Rambam, we have the Shmuel Aleket, we have the Rezerua.
And people saying it's
right. The Rav Yoh, whom the Rezerua quoted, says it. It's a Chelek Beis, and it's Masech HaSachas in a tough Kuf Chavav. The Bracha is not the Reis. It's a good question, but to a little bit of the Bracha and Sphere may have a different stat. I'm not going to go into that now. Okay, but anyway, he quotes that Gemara and Bracha. The Gemara Bracha is talking about the guy had in mind, he thought it was a glass of beer, okay, and he may think it was wine, and end up saying the wrong, or the other way around, he thought it was wine, so he starts to say a bar per goffin, and that's what he had in mind, Baruch, I told him about to say a bar per goffin, and realized, he corrects himself, says Shah.
Exactly,
he got it right, but at the beginning, so that's the sugya that the called Pasach B'chamra, Vesiyim B'shichra, he started with this, so that's the whole sugya, it's a Bayad Lo Shita on the Gemara. The Gemara never concludes, so he also says,
cave
in the middle. So that's what this guy did with the sphere. So Rav Yoh also says, cave in the sphere, the raisa, so azin the chumra. Fine. So he says the same thing. And finally, and about it, he addresses your issue. Look at
that. That supports
okay.
The raisa.
Absolutely. By the way, he asked you a question. Okay, look at the top of the next page, right, the end of 16th on the next page. Top of the next page. Turn over the next top of the next page. It says right before 17. It's the end of 16. Yeah, there it is. He says in the middle line, the Afa Gav the Brachalav the Raisa your kasha. But the bracha is not the raisa. He says, "Yeah, but the kavan, the sira, the raisa, sarach lispor. Yeah, and you have to count. Lav milsa lispor below bracha. Not proper to count without a bracha. But ain't count bracha at all. He doesn't explain it, but he deals with your kasha. So whatever it is, you make the bracha. Now we have the Rav Yoh also, and lastly, the sefer ita
the second bracha is not lebatola, or the first
bracha ends up being a mistake. Fafala, right? So you have to make another bracha." Right, that's what he passed. But again, he says Sir the Rice also. And finally, the Bala Iter, the Sefer Iter, in the section which you call Aseres HaDibros, which has nothing to do with Aseres HaDibros, is 10 laws related to different Yom Tovim. Said Hilchos Matzo Mor. Okay, that's the Hilchos Matzo Mor. He says the following: the Bala Iter, the very end. He says V'Amar Abihudai. He says if you miss the first night, you miss the night. Count during the day. That whole parashi talks about. But he mentions something else. He says, he quotes a medrash. He says, look at the end of the paragraph, I'm going to the next paragraph. Hachi isti b'hagoda. Hagoda here just means not hagoda, Pesach, hagadato. B'shar sh'omal an Moshe b'ena alav ha-shalom tavdo sigal ha-har zeh. When Moshe told the Jewish people, the Kodesh Baruch Hu told them the burning bush, when you come out of Mitzrayim, it's to come serve Hashem on this mountain. Right? That's when tavdun, that's alakim, that's extra nun, tavdun, and Moshe remnis the 50 days. But anyway, omal ha-yisrael, Moshe b'ena emasai, when? When is this going to be? Amalei l'sof chamishim yom. So yet in Mitzrayim, when they came out, they already started counting. They were so anticipating the Kabbalah Torah. Nothing to do with Sirius HaOmer, but to do with counting out the Mountain Torah. Okay, call Echad al-Asma. They all counted, like, you know, the kids in school know how many days are left of school. Like, they're counting already, you know, this time of year. Right, they teach no to. Right, they, and then some kids have a little thing, and they can
check the computation the next.
Yeah, and the next, as soon as they went out, they said, we know in 50 days we're getting to our Sinai. 49 days, 48 days, they counted up and down. I mean, they counted. Today, kids, they make a countdown, right, how many days left, right? So, this was back then. So, and he says, Mikan Kova Chom was supposed to be his home, his manazeh. Okay? But he says, here he implies that it's not the Oraisa, that it's only the Rabbanan, sort of like just like the Jewish people did it back then. So he's the other way. Okay? But anyway.
I know what it was then. I mean.
Well, that's his suggestion. In any event, what comes out from all of this is there's a big machlokus we've shown him as to whether Sirius Home is Manazer, the Oraisa, the Rabbanan. It's interesting.
Why?
The Orachayim HaKadosh on the Chumash, and here in Parsha Zemor, Beikar Perachav Gimel Pasuk Tezvav. Says an interesting question. When did the mitzvah Sirius Omer go into effect? Okay, so he says, he says that, yeah, right away, right that away. Year, he says, Adayin Beretz Mitzrayim, Lizei Yitzav Hashem, Liz Fomar, when they were still in Mitzrayim, they had a start. Agam Kizav Petzel Mitzrayim, Kamishpah Lizei Yasabos, Perak Asim, Lizei Shana Bishana. Right? It was right away. Now, if it's right away, then clearly it had nothing to do with, or it's not only linked to the Korban Omer, there's no Korban Omer in Mitzrayim, right? Now it's interesting. The Karen Ora and Visav Kalina and the Tafsam of Amud Aleph in Menachos on that sugya, he says, look what he says in 19. Vilam Asul Gemara Miyov Avichem Vehinei Behav Vaday Kula Alma Modu De Besir Gam Kain Lo Nischaibu Ad Biosam Lo Oretz. There was no mitzvah serious Omer until they came into Eretz Yisrael, and they could brand a new crop and so on. Because what's the Omer? Is the new, you know, the midbar? What Omer? Yeah, what are but barley?
You just said before they were counting. Though.
That's the Arachaim. The Karen Oris says no. It's Lachokas. The Karen Oris says they weren't counting. He said what Omer? There was no bar. What barley? They're in the midbar. There's no new barley crop. Yeah, when the new barley? When they came into that's that. I got it. That's the Arachaim quotes here in our Sedra. The Karen Oris says never mind. The mitzvah didn't go into that. That's a nice thing, but the mitzvah didn't go into effect. I think it's the same machokas. Okay, according to Arachaim, it's not connected only to the Karban Omer. It's got something else to it. But the Karen Ora wants to say, what do you mean there was no serious Omer? He's not addressing the Arachaim. He says Kula Alma Modu. Well, it's not true. But he says Kula Alma Modu to Besir Gamkin and Chavah Biyasim Laretz. And it's, and in fact, if you look at Kisavol Laretz, it says. That's how that's up. Huh? Yeah. Now, what's the nature of this machlokas? What's behind this machlokas? So the way it's usually learned is as follows. Again, we have quite a number of rishonim on each side of this question of whether today it's a still deraisa or it's one of the so the pash. Okay, the pot. You're right. That's the rov also. The rov is the rabbana, but the Rambam is still prominent. And the others, you know, the Rambam, the others are the shlech. So and maybe the chinuch too. So the standard way that people touch up this machlokas is because after all, it does say in the pasuk. I mean, Tosas in that group are easy to understand. Tosas make the pasuk seems to link. So ties it together. So the standard way to learn is, yeah, the other people say it's just tying it together in terms of the date. When do you begin? On the day when they brought the Karban Omer. Okay, and if there's no Karban Omer, you'd be on that day when they would have brought the Karban. It's not a din in the Karban Omer. It's just giving you a marker. It's a way of identifying the day. You look at the pasuk. It's not saying from the time you bring the Karban. It's saying on the miyom, from that day, in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, they brought the Karban Omer. There's no Beis HaMikdash. It's the 16th of Nisan. It's still the 16th of Nisan, right? Even without the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the usual way that that most people touch up this machlokas, that the Torah is just giving you a reference point. They give you a reference point.
When
exactly? Not that the two are linked together in terms of being dependent. Again, in some connection, but they're not dependent on it. That's how the Rambam. However, it's interesting. Reb Chaim, the Rebbe Shechter, has in the Sefer Mipnina Harav, that was the second of the three Sarm, has in the back of Kuntris Binyanai Sfiras Omer from the Rav. Different things he gathered from different Shurim and put them together. So the first piece. His Aleph is Sfiras Omer is not a deraisa de Rabbanan. So he mentions the usual way, but he says that in other words, the basic question the machlokas is the day of 16th, to put it in Brisker lingo, is the day of what's the mechayev of the mitzvah Sfiras Omer? Is it the arrival of the 16th of Nisan, or is it the offering of the carbon? Right, how we touch it up. But the Rav Shechter quotes
it. The Beis HaMikdash was there. So
it was the carbon, right? But it would coincide. It was no Beis HaMikdash. So that's the question. But he quotes Rav Chaim Briska had another touch to it. Okay, Rav Chaim Briska said the following. He says that if you look at it, he says as follows. He said everybody agrees that it has to do with the offering of the carbon Omer. The Rambam also agrees that it's connected. It's dependent on the carbon Omer, but it's not dependent on the offering of the carbon Omer, but dependent upon the chiyuv to offer the carbon Omer. And he says, because look in the Rambam, I printed over here, source 20. The Rambam Hilchos Beis Hanachir, Parak Vavaloch Yadalad. That's where the Rambam says that the kedusha of Yerushalayim. Once the Mokka Mikdash was sanctified, Yerushalayim B'Shalom Melech, that remained forever. And therefore, look what he says in Tezol, L'fichach makrivena karbonos kulon afopi shein shem bayis. Technically, you can bring all the karbonos without the basin, it's just out of Mizbeah. But you know, and you can eat kachem and so on. And why, he says in Mokka Tezayin? Because this is all Shechina and Shechina ain't a betela. That's the famous Rambam. These are three famous din in the Rambam. Full disclosure, I printed the Ravid in 21. The Ravid is a halakha dalad there in Perek Vav. Ravid disagrees. He says Kedusha Rishon was also bottled.
When it was destroyed.
Right. When it was destroyed and so on. And that touches on this whole question of walking onto the Har HaBayis today. Yeah. That whole tumult. So what? So says Reb Chaim as follows. Reb Chaim says, well, guess what? There's still a chiyuv to bring the Korban Omer today. It just so happens that we can't do it. Okay? But technically speaking, the Kedusha,
we do it.
We don't remember Mizbeach, right? We don't have access to the place. We don't have, you know, right? We can't do it. But technically speaking, if we would. Okay, we can't. They're not going to let us do it. We don't know where to put it.
About the hilarious. I
know, but we don't know where the Mizbeach is exactly supposed to be. There are a lot of issues. Okay, the point is, Reb Chaim's lumdus is that there's a chova to bring the Korban Omer today, too. Just for various reasons, we're not able to do it. We don't know exactly what it is they're supposed to be. The other things, how do you have a coin? How do you have a big day kahuna? Whatever the reason. Right, how do you collect them after shekel? I think they're eight, but whatever. A bunch of things. You know, I once give a shit about that. Oh, yeah. Okay, anyway. So, Lemaisa. So that's the famous Rambam and Hilchos Beis Ochir Perek Vav. So Reb Chaim is going to Reshef to write this up. He says Reb Chaim holds that the Machlokas is not like we thought, that the Rambam and his group hold that there's no real connection between the Sphira and the Korban Omer. There is a connection. It's dependent. It's dependent on the obligation. And Reb Chaim says weiter. He said let's assume 1 year in the Beis HaMikdash for whatever reason they couldn't bring the Korban Omer. Something happened. There was an earthquake. Well, whatever. They couldn't bring it. So Chaim says, you think that year there'd be no Chiyuv Sfiras Omer? Because they didn't bring the Korban Omer. Of course not. There's still they had to bring it. Okay, Onos Achmona Patrei, something happened, they couldn't bring it, but there's still a Chiyuv. That's the Sheet of the Rambam. That's the Lumdus. I printed over here. They all say it. Number 20, yeah. In the regular Chidusha Griz, they call the stencil, on Ner Menachos, son of Omer Aleph, he quotes this also from his father. He's a Grach Tirit. He says, he doesn't understand. Atulim Lo Yakriva Omer Tibato Mitzvah Sfiras Omer? Is that possible? If in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, for some reason,
that's circular reason. How do I know?
But he's assuming. Okay,
you believe, you know,
right?
Yaakov Avinu would walk.
Yeah, I understand, but he's saying it would. But you have to have a proof. Okay, you're right. Okay, Sarach Lomar.
If it's dependent, then they Yaakov wouldn't.
Right, I know, but he finds it hard. Right, lots of things. He finds it. Okay, the Gemara says. The Gemara says. You're right, but the point is, he holds that it's not totally b'maisa im hikriva omer lo. It's not whether in the b'maisa they did it. It has to do with that kedushas mikdash not being bato and so on. That's and actually, it's in some versions of Reb Chaim as well. I printed here on number 23, the chidusha grach there in Menachos. He says that really, because he brings it off with a different kasha, which I want to get to now in a second. 1 minute. If you look back in the original sugya, on Menachos Sanav Vavan Aleph, we had that in source number 5. Abaye counted days and weeks. Rabbanu the Beravashi counted days and weeks. Based on that presentation, isn't Amemar the minority view? I mean, Abaye said the other way, count days and weeks. Rabbanan de Beravashi said, Amemar piped in. So Reb Chaim's wondering, Kosher, Lama Pasuk Rabbanan de Beravashi de Lokam. He doesn't say it that way. He has to do it backwards. I said it backwards. I'll hold that. Reb Chaim asked the other way. He says, Amemar is at the end. He's the last. And Halacha is like him. So why would the Rambam pask in the other way? He's asking the Rambam, Reb Chaim is. The Rambam holds the Raisa. The Sugya concludes. The end of the Sugya is Amemar says Zeichel HaMikdash. And the Kole Halacha is that Halacha is like Amemar. So if that's the case, he wonders, why does the Rambam not step in line, okay, and hold like the Tosfos and the Rosh and all the other Rishonim we read? So comes along Reb Chaim, he says, no, he does. He agrees with our Meimar. It is a Zechel HaMikdash, okay? But it's not a Zechel HaMikdash in the sense that it depends on the Korban Omer. Okay, and it's not that it's a Zechel HaMikdash. He said, because there's still Kedusha. The Daraisa, you don't need the Korban. Okay, he says
that's counterintuitive to what Zechel Mikdash is.
That's usually right. Okay, a little bit. He says he says
only Zechel Mikdash.
Right.
Usually. And now independent.
Usually. Right. Usually. So now but anyway, that's Reb Chaim in the way of Shech the quarter over on the road. That's Reb Chaim says it's totally in the obligation to bring me carbon and not in the actual lemaisa.
The original one is Zechel Mikdash and only.
Amen. Uh-huh. That's right. Now, but now we have to wait one second. Yeah, but by the way, before we get to this, so let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Sin tov pei tesif aleph." Bilel Sheni Achatuz Arz Maskin Lispar Omer Bimshachach Lispar. You count the next day. Well, we know about this, and he tells exactly the lashon, right? He says the first day you say Yom Echad, and then the seventh you say Yom Echad Shehem Shavu Echad. Then you say eight, which is one and seven and one, and so on. You keep counting like that, and hold on. And now Tziv Beis at the end. Look what he writes. So he doesn't really give away what he holds as the Raisa de Rabban, the Shulchan. But at the very end, he writes of Tziv Beis there in 24. He writes, "The medaktikim enam sofu matzeis hakochavim." The medaktikim, the ones who want to be machner, you know, wait until tzeis hakochavim. Mechain roy lasso, so it's proper to do that. Yeah. Why is only medaktikim?
A real guy, okay. You wouldn't say medaktikim.
Right. So look in 25, I have the Mishnah Berurah. First of all, in the Mishnah Berurah writes, you count days and weeks because of the two psukim. Fine, we mentioned that earlier. But look at Yudalot. If quoting Yudalot, so what's 25 in the Mishnah Berurah? Rot Salomah, Dimin Hadin, strictly speaking, Haya Efshar Lahaka Lispor Mishatechshak, like Tosa says. You could already count earlier. Av Kodem Tseisakom. Okay? The Bein Hashmoshes of Sofer Galiba is Lila Lekula B'Sveika D'Rabbanon B'Sfir B'Zman Hazeh Shumi D'Rabbanon L'Rov HaPoskim. Mishmur says Rov Poskim holds the D'Rabbanon. Ela Mikol Mokom, it's better. You want to be a Medakdei? Eino Nochon L'Hachis Ahachnev L'Sofek. Why put yourself in a Sofek? L'Hachi HaMedakdei Gimantini. So it sounds like the Shulchan Aruch rules. Okay, yeah, he does. I mean, a lot of time does. Okay, that's a downside. Okay, so you have to. But my point is, the Shulchan Aruch also seems to accept. Shulchan Aruch also seems to accept.
It's better than that because it's why you enter a suffix.
Okay, you're right. A lot of times we say that. A lot of times I try, why get into a suffix? But my point is that. But he says, Minadin, you don't have to be choshev that. And like I said, many shuls, they count right after the Minachamai, right after Shkiv, and away. The Krishna, everybody else, right? Okay, they admit Krishna, they do it, so they say Krishna again. Anyways, that's true. There are. But anyway, that's what I want to point out. Now, okay, that's another point. So, the question, but now I want to turn the table a little bit, okay, and ask the following kasha. We alluded to it a little bit already in the Balamor. So, the question is, let's assume now, like most hold it's the Rabbanon, right? That's the road, the Rambam is the Raisa, and we pointed out the Shmuel, Lekat, Mirza, Ruah, and the Rav Yod, they also agree with the Rambam, and the Mishnah Berurah had that in the Bir Halacha, okay. But the Tosfos and the Rosh, and many others disagree. So, let's assume it's the Rabbanon, but one second. Like I said earlier, on the Balamor, also, if we are passing like Amemar, who says that it's a Zechel HaMikdash, okay, if we passing like Amemar, and this would have kind of been, I mean, I put it in a different way, so why do we talk to count both the days and the weeks? Amema's statement was, let's count the days only because of Zecha Mikdash. Right? And it's not a bad kasha. And it's Lamaisa, we should pass like Amema all the way. It's a Zecha Mikdash. And that's why Tosos has the Kula, which the Shulchan Aruch accepts. Okay, the Medaktikim. But basically, Shulchan Aruch accepts the Kula to count before Tzeis and so on. So why don't we count that either?
So I missed that. Okay. Why is Shulchan Aruch more correct? Connected to the cross.
So
why do we eat more days?
Right, so we need to explain it, but that's what I explain now, because
it's a split
side. But also, if you look.
If you're going to get it from the pasuk, then the days would depend on the tenufah.
That's correct, exactly right. And the second pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, Shiva Shalos Tisbalach, doesn't mention a word about the Korban Omer.
Right.
Okay, so therefore.
Weeks should be in the.
Oh, I see. Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay, so
the other way,
that's true. Okay, so I remember didn't explain it. He didn't explain it. It's a good question. Because in the second pasuk is where it says Tisbu Chamishim Yom. Okay,
the pasuk in
Re'eh does mention, but it does say Hecha Chamish Rakam when you start harvesting the new harvest, so you can connect that to the carbon. All right, here.
Right.
But I'm asking a different question. Why, whatever his reason is, why don't we accept it? As why don't we do, according to all those Rishon, the Rambam, I understand. The Rambam says it's Doraisa, and all those other Rishon say it's Doraisa, so Doraisa means you gotta do the full Doraisa, which is what? Days and weeks. Which is what Abaye said, which Rabbanan de Beirabashi said. But, and which seems the majority, but comes along on Amemar and says, okay, so Amemar is Basroi, we should pass him like him, that was a Chaim's Kasha, fine. So we're gonna pass him like him, it's only a Zechon HaMikdash, good. So why don't we say, why don't we follow his sheet all the way? That's the question. So I printed here, I don't have time to go into the round, on the Rif M'sachim Chav Chesmanav. First of all, he says, he quotes the different sheetas, and he writes, on the third line. He says, since the majority say to count both, we follow them. Even our Meimer disagrees. Okay? He said another thing. He said, what does the mitzvah count the week? Here's the difference. And many Rishonim say, not for us now, but the mitzvah to count weeks is only at the end of the week.
Right. What we do seems to be even
more. Right. So okay. That's a different issue. Okay. And he quotes that whole Agarita. Yeah, it's a good question. So he's count full weeks. Anyway, at the end, he quotes.
Make a profit if we skip a couple of weeks. Counting weeks.
Some weeks. Like that. But anyway, so at the end, he quotes the Rambam. Okay. But look at the very end. He says, why does the Rambam say the other way? Okay. He says, that's not dependent on the mikdash, on the mikdash and the korban. He says, Umash Mali says, the sphere lays out the Amemar, the Lord Manashu, who's the sphere lays Zechel and Mikdash Ba'amahu. It's only Amemar held that way. Ulaficha chayapotats and Ashuas. Abel Enoch Rabbanon, Havu Mana Yomashu, the Kaman Kabasai, Sri Lazan is dead, the Raisa. The way the Ran learns it up, shouts it up, it's a Machokas and a Gemara. Abaye and Rabbanon the Beravashi hold it's the Raisa. Not a Zechel HaMikdash, therefore you count both. And our Meimar holds a Zechel HaMikdash, Darbonon, and therefore you only count the days. So the Rambam, I understand, says the Rambam, we're very well. He says it's D'oraisa today, and therefore we count both.
But the
Kasha and the other Rishonim, who seem to split, who seem to say, well, the Rambam doesn't present it that way, that's what he's getting at, basically.
Right.
Now the Shiltas, which I bring in 28, Shiltas of Achai Gon, Shilta Kuv Zayin, quotes Abaye, quotes Rabbanu Rashi, quotes Amemar, look what it says. Amemar, Mani Yomar, Mashur, Amar Zech, Lenik Ramu, the last Hilchus of Kavos, and we're a Pascha again. Good, so you can add the Shiltas to the Rambam too. Fine. But all these other guys who do, what's going on here? Okay, it's an interesting question. All right. So,
what does it mean?
The Kesef of Mishnah
says Halach is like him or like him.
Yeah.
Who's the first one to say that? Mm-hmm. Does anybody really in the Shiltos say that?
Shiltos pretty early. No.
Right,
Shiltos says it. He says what?
At what point does someone say that the Halach is like this one and that one?
We don't know at what point. We can see how they paskin. The Rambam paskin like those. Obviously, how the Halach is not like him.
Well, so what is the
Shiltas
talking about?
Shiltas also is part. The
Shiltas
also.
How we should pass it?
You're right.
Okay.
That's what I said. Yeah. Now the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam there in Tunus on Perzal Chachav Dalid, he says that a little bit looks like from Rashi also that the other Abaye and the Rabbanan the Bear of Rashi hold that he says it looks like maybe after Kvesh, he doesn't explain why. We're going to explain why in a second. Why the other Rabbanan, maybe Taka hold it's also Zechel HaMikdash, but he doesn't seem to accept that. He said the Rambam, the Dibra Ben and the Rishon Lefarshim, he said Zechel HaMikdash, you wouldn't count the weeks, only the days. So the Mela, and I quote the Rambam like that also. That's the Kesef Mishnah says too. But the Birkei Yosef and the Chita is bothered by this a little bit and doesn't understand exactly how you can split. The Birkei Yosef and the Chita and Simatov Pei Tezvachim Sivkot Nalef, he says Das Rov Mefarshim to Zechel HaRabbanan, it is Zechel HaMikdash, right? Like we said in that sugya, and so he gives a clutchy answer. He says, "El mitzvah ba'alma." El mitzvah ba'alma, we do it. That's the Gdol Rishon. You know, you count days and weeks. I don't know what he means. I'm guessing is it's not such a big deal. So just do it, okay? That's how we put it today. I don't know, okay? But he really leaves it as a kasher. So I found other achronim deal with this, and they say very simple. For example, Shulchan Aruch Harav, Balatanya writes, and again, same tough pay. There's one grand total of one sin in the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Sefiras Alma. So a tough pay test. Anyway, so he says mitzvah zuno heges everywhere and so on. He says some say it's Rabbanan, some say it's the Raisa, but if you hold that it's Rabbanan, he says. But since there's no ein makriv omer ein mitzvah heges kol divrei Torah and divrei sofrim shetiknu zeichel hamikdash v'chein ikur, the Balatanya also paskins like the Rov Rishonim. And we call Makkah on the old rule. Call Masha Tiknu Chacholim Tiknu Ke'ein Shal Torah. Call the Tikkun Rabbanan Ke'ein Doraisa Tikkun. Doraisa, you have to count the days and the weeks. So even though it's a Zechel HaMikdash, we don't accept that Meimah's limitation. It's no problem. In other words, the Machlokas in Amorim and the Gemara is not what it's a Zechel HaMikdash. Not everybody agrees it's a Zechel HaMikdash. What's the Machlokas? A Meimah said it's a Zechel HaMikdash, so you can relax it a little bit. The other Rabbanan say no. Call the Tikkun Doraisa. Call the Tikkun Chacholim and the Ke'ein Doraisa Tikkun. Okay. Okay, one second. So what do we also do this? Well, we'll see, we'll see. So if we get to it, I'll cover a little, it's a lot of stuff here. This one is very rich. The Bir HaGra there in Sinatav Peites agrees with the Baal HaTanya. Or the Baal HaTanya agrees with the Gra. They may not have read what each other wrote, I don't know. But in Siv Dalet, he also writes, at the end he goes, Tosus holds the Drabanan, and even though it's Drabanan, called the Tikkun Rabanan, came to Rai, Tikkun of Shar, it's seen in the Mishnah Berurah, says the same thing in Siv Katan Tes, or Oz Tes, and then that same Sinatav Peites, called the Tikkun Rabanan. So in other words, we do paskin at the Zeichel HaMikdash, all the Amorim, Tosus will claim, well, not the Rambam, the Rambam will claim that the other Shitas hold is Daraisa, and that's why we don't paskin like the Shulpas, we don't paskin like Amorim, but the Tosus and all the other Rishonim, the role of Rishonim will answer, push it's the Zeichel HaMikdash, and everybody agrees, the other Amorim agree it's the Zeichel HaMikdash, why do we count days and weeks? Call the Rambam, call the Daraisa, call the Rambam, came the Daraisa Tikkun. However, again,
what is that expression again?
That the Rambam always modeled their rules after what the Torah says. So the Torah says count the days of the week, count the days of the week. Both. Therefore they modeled it, especially it's not such a big deal. Right? That's how they learn. They didn't just make it up. They weren't gonna rewrite the din. Okay? They weren't gonna rewrite the halacha. Okay, yeah.
Not for what? Because you're the two pesukim.
Yeah, but I write two psukim, and that's the way they did it. So that's what we're going to continue to do. But there's more lumbus here. Yeah.
In a bench.
Yeah. Say the same benching. Say the same benching, right? Don't say different benching.
And all the other days. Well, what about lulav?
Yeah, so lulav's a good kasha, but we have a psulim. What are we going to make? Let's see. So now, in the second thing of Rav Shechter's essay on the Sefer Talmud from the Rav and Oz Beis, he says that he has a totally different from the Rav again, and a totally different way of learning, a much more lumbusher way of learning what the machlokas is. And this is in the Klin HaRav, the second one. In the back, there's a kuntres on Sefer Talmud. He collected a bunch of things in the Rav, very beautiful. Kedai to read over all the sugyas. And also, I found in the Chiddush HaGriz in Menachos, I have in Source 34, is the same thing. Okay, same thing. He says like this. We'll look at it in the Griz. The Chaim says it also. But look first in the Griz. He says, Benira, he says, the Ein Zu Takana Shetitna Bona Mitzvah Zer Zvana Zek Kemosh HaRachiv Vidar Aisa Zvana Mikdash. He said, it's not that the Rabbanan wanted us to do exactly on the base of Mikdash. You came Gam Yom Meshubah Lemening. Okay, he should have done both. Ela Zet Takana Shiyah Zecha Mikdash Shu Takana Rabbanan Yuched Zecha Mikdash. Okay, Homeshum Haki Tikno Rak Lemin Leyomi Velo Shui. He says, the Shita of Amemo, what is this business of Amemo? Wait a second, says the Velvel, and says the Rav Shechter, the name of the Rav. What's this whole business of Amemar? Well, it's only a Zechel HaMikdash, so we have to count the weeks. Why in the world not? So I agree, it's only Zechel HaMikdash. So?
You don't do that
So it's only Zechel HaMikdash. Good. And therefore? Well, we don't have to count. Why not? We've been assuming all along. Amemar says, well, it's only Zechel HaMikdash. Forget the reason. You ask the reason why the Psukim. But why should, because it's only Zechel HaMikdash, why should you do any less? So he says, no. He says, there's two ways. Sometimes what you find is that the Rabbanan may have decided to extend a Doraisa. Whatever their motivation was, but they want to extend the Doraisa, then it's going to be what they extend is the same Doraisa. Right? Let's take perhaps as an example Yom Tosheni, right? Yom Tosheni, we're not making a lead out mace. But Yom Tosheni was the same thing as Yom Tosheni. Right?
So
they extended it. That'll be the same. But, he says, here what you had was, not that they wanted to extend the Chi of Daraisa, but rather they had a Zechel HaMikdash, okay? And it's a brand new Takana, according to Amemar. That's why we're not worried about Kol D'Tikkun Daraisa or Rabbanan Ken. It's not an extension of what was, it's brand new. And the motivating factor was Zechel HaMikdash. And he says, Ukemo came Latzino and Natilas Lulav Bendina Zechel HaMikdash. That's why we're Makel with certain things about Lulav and Esrog the rest of the week that we're not, because we Daraisa Lulav is only one day. Just like matzah is only chiv one day on Pesach, right? The rest of the week you can't eat chametz. You don't have to eat matzah. No bracha on the matzah. So to look. So right. And he mentions that, and so he says in the Medina outside of the Beis HaMikdash, you took the lulav only one day. In the Beis HaMikdash, it was seven, and then they made a zechel HaMikdash. But chazina devar ma'posa HaMikdash k'sherim Medina. Certain things to puzzle over there are now kosher the rest of the week. So obviously it's not meant to be the same. Okay, and he says various other. And he says that's back to Rabbi Lamor, why we don't make Shechiyano on Sfiras Omer, because it's a Zeichel HaMikdash. His point is that it's a brand new mitzvah where the motivating factor was a Zeichel HaMikdash, but not that the mitzvah itself should be done the way they did it in the Mikdash. That's the Sheet of HaMeimah. That's how the Rebbe says it. It's not that they said we should do exactly what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. No. Well, they want to make a Zeichel HaMikdash. So they made it. Right, the Zeichel was a... So that's what the Rebbe said. Hold on. So that's what...
It's a new takana.
It's a new, brand new thing. For which the motivating factor was to remember the Mikdash, but it was not to replicate what was in the Mikdash. That's how the Rebbe says. And I love this thing. The Rebbe takes it a step further. The Rav says, I'll tell you even further. No, he doesn't even further. He says, it just sharpens a little bit, you know, for us who don't follow along this as well. Right? The Rav sharpens, or Rashata presents it, he says like this. He says, if we think about it, there are different types. Or is it? He just alluded to it. Sometimes a Zeichel HaMikdash is to replicate, to do exactly what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. Other times, for example, Zeichel HaMikdash. Well, let's see. You know, the Rav said, Luv not, because they have certain coolers, right? Zeichel HaMikdash Kehillel. Korich, the Seder. Cain also, Zeichel HaMikdash. Cain, this is what he did. We do exactly what he did. Cain also, Korich, Matzah. Well, that's a Machlokes, the Pesach. Okay, but the Machlokes is where he put the Pesach in or not in the main base of Leah. Whatever. I don't know if that, but the point is, okay, or a Rava called Shiva. A Rava and Shoshan Rabba. Okay, that's a Zeichel. We're trying to replicate what they did. And look what it says. Now, the Rav counts. Right. Okay, so, or they banged it, Chidur, whatever it is. The point is that the Rav put Lulav with it. Okay, never mind the Rav was saying that we're part of the mice, so we do take the Lulav. That's the Mishnah Sukkah. Look in 35. The Mishnah Sukkah, I'm going to go a little over, but I want to. The Mishnah Sukkah, Mem Avraham says, the famous Mishnah, Barishon Ahil Nitel Mikdash Shiva, originated to take the Beis HaMikdash in the Beis HaMikdash all 7 days, or the Medina outside the Beis HaMikdash, or some say outside Yerushalayim, whatever, Yom Echad. Mishachar of Beis HaMikdash, Hiskev Echad, and Zakash Ahilud Nitel Medina Shiva Zeichel HaMikdash. Okay, so that's the Zeichel, that's the second name, not for now. I know, not for now. The Gemara asks a simple kasha, Sukkah Mem Alf Man Alef. Menolon Davdin and Zeichel HaMikdash. How do we know that there's such a concept altogether of Zeichel HaMikdash? Who says you have to make a Zeichel HaMikdash? So quote the Pasuk, I printed here, Yemiyahu Paraklamid, Pasuk Yud Zayin, 36, Kal Arucha, etc. says, Tzion hi Doresh Ein Lo. Yemiyahu laments that Tzion, Yerushalayim, has nobody darshi, nobody's yes, nobody cares about it. So maybe we have to do things so we care about it. That's the muck of a Zeichel HaMikdash. Now we're going to jump to another sugya. 37.
Doresh means
to act. Okay, a different style. But now let's move to another sugya. Bava Basra Samacham and Beis, 37. Okay? Here's where the Gemara has a bunch of things that we do as a Zecher. You plaster your house, leave, leave a pot. Unplastered, unpainted, you know, we leave it, okay? You have a suda, okay? You put out one less thing. All the woman should not put on the same jewelry. A chasen, you know, you put the ashes. Where does this come from, says the Gemara, the very end of Baba Basra, end of Chasabatim, Samach Mabez. How do we know? Shenemar, a different pasuk. Imesh Kachech, Yushalayim, Tishkamim, printed Tilim, Parakuf, Lamed Zayim, Sukumay, and Vav, Yalalit, Shulam, Osim Chosi, etc. So the Rav said, we seem to have two different psukim. The Gemara psukim quotes the pasuk Tzion hi Doresh Ein Lo. Right? The Gemara of Ravasa quotes Yesh Kachech Yerushalayim. Either pasuk would have worked. So the Rav said, there are two different types of zeikas. And if you want, you can say what Rav Zivit said. One is more of a zeichel HaMikdash, one is more of a zeichel HaChorban. Sometimes what we want to do is to do exactly what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. Sometimes what we want to do is do not what they did so that we'll notice the absence. In other words, so we'll note that it's not 100%. When it, that's Chazal Kaveh. So sometimes the Zeichel HaMikdash is dafka to do what they yes did in the Beis HaMikdash. So the other way around. Right. So says the Rav, that was the Amemar Hell. That's why it's not stump. Oh, it's only a Zeichel HaMikdash, so we'll leave out the weeks. No. He says, dafka, we want to do it not the way they did it in the Beis HaMikdash. What's the Machlokes? The Machlokes Amorim, this is the Rav's Lumbus. Okay. The Machlokes Amorim is, what type of Zeichel HaMikdash is this? Is this a Zeichel HaMikdash that we should do exactly what they did in the Beis HaMikdash? Then count the days and the weeks. Or is it the other type of Zeichel? Leave something out so we'll notice the absence of it. That's the Machlokes. But, Kol Ha'am will play the Zeichel HaMikdash. So, Tosin, all the Rishonim are safe. Okay.
Yeah.
So he uses
it. Those things don't depend on
you. You're right, but he gives us
an independent.
Right, but he gave an example.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. The ashes. Did he mention breaking the glass?
He does mention breaking the glass, yeah.
Because he's trying to feel sad. Not because in the base of Mikdash used to do away
so again,
way. And now we have to do away in a different way.
I understand, but the rub is jump. It's a jump, but his jump from there is that we want to do things that show there's no Beis HaMikdash. If we're going to do it exactly the way, you know, it's like maybe I'll tell you. So it's like, you know, that we don't. Here's another example. It originally, it was a makom shenagu, was only a minute, but now it's, we don't eat tzli. I mean, dafka don't eat tzli on leil pesach.
Right, right.
We don't eat roasted meat.
Is that right?
But we Ashkenazim dafka don't eat. Why not? We want to show us no. We have a roasted piece of meat on the seder plate, but we don't eat rub because it's the same kind of an idea. Now, this a couple. Of, and by the way, the rub also quoted. If you look in source four, pasuk eicha in parak aleph, pasuk gedzayin. The pasuk says, "Zochir Yerushalayim may anya umrudes." Even Ezra Tainas in 41, "Zochir Yerushalayim be may it anya in its death." You should remember when you're in the time of only, in the time of affliction, you should remember the way it beautifully was. You know, in Golus, you should remember what Yerushalayim once was. Okay, I wanted to end with one other fascinating shita. Okay, so we basically had a machoket Rishonim. We learned up every other. And look, they all make sense. That's why different Rishonim hold that way. But the role Rishonim hold like Tosas, that's Zeich HaMikdash. And why do we count both days and weeks? Either because we do passing a memory, but Kol Dera, Tikkun Rabbanan came to Rai. So Tikkun, or there's Lumbish away that either the Velvet said it would motivate, it's a different kind of Zeich HaMikdash, that it was motivated by Zeich HaMikdash, it wasn't to continue what they did, or the Rav's way that it's a different category of Zeich HaMikdash to avoid what, the, you know, and then we don't hold that, we hold the first way.
Isn't that okay. Beirush yeah. From that mission, Rabbi Yochum, exactly.
Yeah.
In order that we'll do it right when the Mikdash is
being rebuilt. Yeah,
that's also a good mission.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, I want to end with one sheet.
Yeah,
okay, that's another one.
He blew it right
there.
No,
he's saying the other way. But anyway, Rabbi, I wanted to finish up because the hour is late, but I want to finish one last sheet. There's some Kedai to know this sheet. Again, this is some of my Tosfos almost got a lot of good stuff with it. There's one sheet that it's in the middle. What do I mean in the middle? It's unbelievable. That's Rabbi Yerucham. I printed the Rambam, as I say outside the same old time. The Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvah Sey Kuv Samach Aleph, says, talks to Mitzvah Sefer Omer, he says, and don't think that there are two different mitzvahs. One mitzvah to count days, and one to count weeks. That's not a bad svara. You have two different sukkahs. You point out they're totally different sections of the Torah. I might hold, you know what? There's a mitzvah tzon shoyad. There's a different mitzvah tzon shorosh, and we make two different brachas. It's by the Ashkenazim. The Rambam counts them as right. But the Rambam says here, do not make a mistake and think that.
Right.
He doesn't count. You know, like, you don't count. There's one mitzvah take a little bit, different mitzvah take an ashur, another mitzvah take a das, and a fourth mitzvah take a rabbis. No, he said that's what Sirius Om is like. This one mitzvah. Al yiteich amru. Don't think that two different mitzvahs. Only one mitzvah is the haraya. Otherwise, we have to make two brachas. Okay, the two different. Now, is that two or not? Is not my. That's the Rambam hold because Rambam got a hold. You only say one bracha. But I can't go into that now. There's no time. But that's the Rambam says in mitzvah kuf samach aleph. The Rambam says, don't make any mistake. Well, Rabbeinu Yerucham made that mistake. He obviously didn't think it was a mistake. Rabbeinu Yerucham is a Rishon of the Talmud of the Rosh.
He
writes in 43, I'll say that because it's so late. He says, it's called, the section is called Tolos Amachav, it's Nesim Hei Chelek Daud. Rabbeinu Yerucham says an unbelievable thing. He says, guess what? The truth of the matter, he asked the question, why don't we make two brachas?
One in
the
day?
One a day is one a week. Two in the brachas, two in the mitzvahs. Okay, after all, there are two of them. He says, hey man, Kitzvah and Tzeros, we'll see you on. He says, dollar based brachas. He said the same.
Well, isn't Tzvah an exception?
Not according to him.
Two, four or five or others.
Okay, but he says it should be like Tzvah, that's his suggestion is. So he says, he said one but I'm mostly bothered by the whole language, Sirius Omer.
Hayamim,
another one, I'll Sirius Ashrulis, yeah, that's what he says, one bro, makes sense. Sharei Beis Mitzvahin, the Hankah Tzvah 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 Tzvah, that's his, so listen to what he says, he proposes that, you know what, in a Hanami, in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, we have no evidence, but he said, it was two mitzvahs with two different brachas. But nowadays, that's why I said he's in the middle, the counting of the days is the Raisa, and the counting of the weeks is the Zeichel HaMikdash. And that's why, I'll say that, and that's why Amemar said, it's only Zeichel HaMikdash, count the day. Mishnah. He doesn't say. Let's see. Okay, well, that's what he says. He says now he reads it into the psukim. Okay, miyom haviyachem. So that's the days we. But whatever, he works it into the psukim, but he doesn't explain it directly. Let me say as a side point. I quoted both. I have to say quickly. So wait, I'm sorry. 5 more minutes. Dorchas Chaim in Chelak Aleph, Hilchos Omer, Os Gimel, and the Kobos Sim and Nunhei both say that the proper text, and by the way, the Sfardim still do it this way, Adam Azir, Kafachayim, and also Amadalit, in the middle. They say, Hayom, Shmona Yomin Laomer, Shehaim Shavuachad. Why?
Right, see, I should be right.
So says, yeah, they say in the middle. Says that see, Pesach Frank, okay, in the Pesach Chelabes Sim and Ayin Vav, that's a Ben Yerucham. The counting of the weeks? That's an afterthought. The main thing is the days. Hayom, Shona, Yom, Lomer. Now, period. Now, you want to add on, incidentally, as a Zecha.
According to that, you wouldn't even mention the weeks.
Right. Right, and a Hanani. But even if you do, if you hold like that, but even if you do, but even if you want to count the in the middle, it doesn't matter because the weeks is not the issue. The weeks is a Zecha and Mikdash, and it's not, you
but
don't
but
even.
Maybe
I don't know. That was a Bala Moore said. I mean, the Ran and some of you showed him say you should only count the other way. I don't want to go into that topic now, but I'm just trying to point out that the Arkas Chaim, the Kolban, the Sfardim do like that. That guy, the Arizal had like that, and that's what the Kafach Chaim quotes. So therefore, they put the word Om in the middle. Hayom Shona Yomim Laomer Shehem Shavuachod. Yeah, because that's the main thing. That's what the Rebbeinu Rucham Tain is. The main thing is the days, the weeks. Okay, it's an afterthought. It's a Zecher Mikdash. We say only the word Lomer at the end.
What
does it say,
Shehem before
Lomer? Because we put it all together. But that's so a Ben Yerucham. So let's try to say.
But they go together.
That's what we seem to say.
Right.
But I'm saying, Rabbi Yerucham holds out
the
way.
It's like a sandwich.
So Rabbi Yerucham is the one who has this funny middle shot that the days remain Daraisa and the weeks are only Darbonim. So that's the sign that they put the word Loma after the main part is the Daraisa. So let's just finish up. But still, where does he get this from? So the Or Sameach has a tremendous long distance. We'll finish. The Or Sameach, and that Rambam, he says, what is this, some secret? How did Rabbeinu Yerucham come up with such a thing, a wild shot that the days of the Raisa and the weeks of the Abana, what in the world, where is he, what's his marker? And he also it wasn't just Rabbeinu Yerucham, he quotes the Ramah, not Ramah with Aleph, Ramah with A. He has a letter that he also said the same thing, yeah, Ramah, but it's not in the Ramah, it's in Igros, Ramah, whatever that sounds. He quotes it, says what pages, he says, where does this come from? He says, in Tisho Madua, Alzeo Megzeres Melechu, it's a secret. Mesod Elokim Yavahu, it's a secret. He said, does it? Oh, Chukas on that's true. He said, Mesod Elokim, who knows? Okay? Who knows the secrets of Hashem? So, however, it says about Meir Simcha, the Meshach, the Or Sameach, Meshach, he says, Udaiti Demes Usod Hashem Lireyav. Yirei Hashem can figure out the Sod. And he says, there's a mucker for it. And I'll say it quickly.
Yes.
There's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Hei, I printed in 47. I have the Rashi, we're not standing inside now. But the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Hei says the following Loshon. Omra Torah, Mane Yomim Bekadesh Chodesh, Mane Yomim Bekadesh Ateres. Because the issue here has to do with Tashlumen. What's Tashlumen? Tashlumen, you know, we have to bring Karbonus on Yom Tov. Then he came Shalsha Golan, Olos Riyah, Shamah Chagigah, so that's the beginning of Chagigah, right? But not, the point is, on all the Shalsha Golan, you bring the carbon the first day, and then you didn't bring it, or perhaps even the Chatzchi, you can bring it the whole week, the whole week of Pesach, the whole week of Sukkot. What about Shavuos? There only is one day. So the halacha is, you have Tashlumen for Shavuos too. Even though it's not Shavuos, there's some halacha, there's no Kiddush, but the whole, you have the 7 days, just like Pesach and Sukkot, you have 7 days to bring the so that's that Sugin Rosh Hashanah. Hey, hold on. He says, Menei Yom Rekadosh Atzeres. And after all, so what is that talking about? So when you count to Rosh Chodesh, right? When you're counting the days of the month, you come to Rosh Chodesh. So the Or Sameach explains what the Gemara means is that when you come to the conclusion of a unit of time, whatever unit you were keeping track of, that's how long, quote unquote, you observe, you celebrate at the end. So Rosh Chodesh, you were counting the day today, the first month, second month, you come to the end of the month, you have one day Rosh Chodesh.
That
same thing, same thing about Atzeres by Shavuos. In other words, you're counting days to Shavuos, so now your celebration is one day at the end. But with Shavuot, says the Gemara, we're also counting weeks. So therefore, there's a week at the end. How is there a week at the end? It's not a week of Shavuot. Yes, there is. The Beis Hamikdash. Okay, there was a week. So comes along. The Rabbi Yerucham, what Rabbi Sameach says, was a genius. Another kind of genius. He says, in the Mikdash, there were two types of Shavuot. There was the one day of Shavuot that had some Malacha and Kiddush and Yontif, but it was also a week of Shavuot, right? Therefore, the days of the Beis Hamikdash, when you counted the days, you counted the weeks, they're both Doraisas, two different mitzvahs, both get a bracha. But now, the counting of the weeks has no practical ramification because there's no Mikdash. There's no week of Shavuot anymore because there's no Mikdash. The Mela, what's the counting of the weeks? It's only a Zecha
Mikdash.
So that's the Zecha Mikdash. So that's the I'm a genius. I was figuring out the Rabbeinu Yerucham. He said, you know why Rabbeinu Yerucham said days is Doraisa? Because we still count days and we have one day of Shavuos at the end. That's still in effect. But the counting of the weeks, we don't have a week of Shavuos at the end. They used to. In the days of, and that's why you have Tashlumin of the carbon culture, and there's no more Tashlumin. So therefore, that count, the week count, is only a Zechel HaMikdash. And he brings another Raya, I'll say it again, that's why quickly, we don't pask in this way, but there's a sheet there in the Mishnah, in Mod Katan, Daf Yud Testament Aleph, we know, Rachman HaTzlan, if somebody sits Shiva, and the Yontif arrives, the Yontif cancels the Shabbat, is suspended, and resumes. The Yontif breaks the Shiva. Okay? Pesach, Sukkot. There's a sheet to Rabbi Lezer. Because the simcha, the cloud outweighs whatever. But the Mishnah in Mokot, your Testament Aleph says that according to Lezer Omer, Mishachar of Beis Hamikdash, Atzeres Keshabbos. Once the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, Shavuot is like Shabbos. Only one day. So we don't pass in this way. I printed the Shachar. I want to look at the Ram Nechazav Paragil Alach Gimel. We don't pass in that way. That it just doesn't right. Suspends the Shavuot. It continues afterwards. The Shiva picks up afterwards.
So why should that be?
Why? So it doesn't say in the Mishnah, but the reason is, it says the Or Sameach, because it's a Yontif cancel. What do you mean Yontif cancel Shiva? Why should Yontif cancel Shiva? Because you have now a whole week of Yontif. So he says in the days that are based on Mikdash, you had by Shavuos also, at least in the Mikdash, it was a kalos of a whole week.
A week of Yontif cancels Shiva.
That's right.
And a day of Yontif doesn't.
That's the lumbus. Okay, it's a different thought. But although it does count as all 7 days, I can't have a time. But we don't paskin like the Shita. We don't paskin this way. But says the Or Sameach, that's part of the same idea. So you look in Shulchan Aruch and Nichus Yontif Sin Tavkuf Mem Chesiv Zayin. Yeri Day Shin Sadi Tes Aleph. We don't paskin. Shavuot is the same. It cancels Shiva. But Misvara, that's the Shita Relezi. Or Sameach's point is that you see a chiluk between Shavuos Bizman Abayis and Shavuos now. Is there any practical nafkamina? So you all said it. Tachanun. Okay? Well, you look in Archaim Sim. You look in. One second. Look. Okay? You look in Sim and Tov Tzadi Dalad, Siv Gimel, Source 53. There are more rites. The Ein Omen Tachanun, the Tchilas Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Ad Chesbo. You don't say Tachan the first week. One second. The Hainu Achar is Shukhar. No, until the day after. Okay, right. You don't say the first few days of Shoshana Agbala or whatever. Okay. But right after Shavuos, is Shukhar, I go back to Tachan. Finished. The 8th of Sivan, you go back to Tachan. Right? And you go right back. At Achar Ches. You come back. At Ches, but we mean, until after. Comes the Pri Chodesh. There in the Simtat Sadal Siv Gimel, Ein Omer Tachan Cheshbo, Abu Anu Noagim Shaloma Adyud Gimel. We wait all week. Mishum Da'atzeres Nami Yesho Tashlumin Kol Shiva. He says that's why, because Shavuos in the Mikdash had this Tashlumin. So the Mela, okay,
Mishum Da'atzeres.
Right. I want to suggest that that's what he really means. Okay, I don't know, but I'm just saying this issue of Tachanun. Do we omit Tachanun? Part of the remembering of the Beis Hamikdash and so on and that? And it's two of them in Hagam. Okay,
that's the real.
Right, that's a different issue. Right, I know that. Right. But what I'm trying to point out, this machlokes, and I'm on the pre-chodesh, and it's a machlokes minhagim, ala yom hazeh. You look in this, I think the article said the message of say that two of them minhagim. So are we only looking at Shavuos as we observe it today? It's one day and that's it? Or are we looking, at the old week of Shavuos, so to establish the base and make this. Anyway, that's the, or somebody has to explain it real quick. I'm sorry I went so far over this.
I'm only finished.
Okay, I wish I went on Gritten Shabbos.